The new exhibition, Invisible City, says Philadelphia was the heart of the American avant-garde in the 1960s and 70s. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the wide-ranging show put together by the University of the Arts is spread over four locations around the city.
Curator Sid Sachs is spreading dozens of objects across four different buildings to prove a point that Philadelphia's importance to modern American art is often overlooked.
I call this show Invisible City because our city is not known as a cultural center, although it should be. The avant-garde to other cities means who did it first and when. And I think in Philadelphia, they want to know how it's done and why. I think it's a different sensibility.
The material includes painting, sculpture, architectural models, posters, books, fiber art, furniture, music, performance art. Sachs is presenting Philadelphia as an ecosystem of progressive thinkers cross-pollinating one another, from Robert Venturi laying the groundwork for architectural modernism to Carl Stockhausen inventing electronic music, women like Hannah Wilke and Cynthia Carlson rejecting male-dominated modernist thinking, to David Goodis typing out noir crime thrillers. Artists were paying attention to Philadelphia, but Sachs says most of the public at the time was not.
A lot of events did not make it into national press. We didn't have a lot of galleries until the 1960s, and those galleries were kind of low budget. They didn't advertise in the national magazines.
Invisible City is spread over three buildings at the University of the Arts and a large gallery at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.